So what was it like at the premiere? And you were like the new kid on the block writing this opera. You have all these fantastic singers. You're at one of the major opera houses in the world. And here you are presenting this opera.
Well, I knew that how special that was right from the start. I didn't realize how controversial it was until after it all happened. You know, the San Francisco Opera could have picked any composer in the world, prize winners, established veteran composers. And here they picked a guy out of the PR department to give this great honor to of writing an opera. So I was spared from, you know, knowing that that was controversial. I just knew I had a job to do. And but I stayed so present that night to every moment because I knew how special it was. So I can remember pretty much every moment of that evening. From family and friends at dinner to walking into the opera house and watching Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins and Sean Penn and Julie Andrews enter the opera house. They all happened to be in town for it. To really the people that were around me and the feeling in the opera house. It was really remarkable, and I knew how special it was. And I knew how lucky I was, and I knew that that might never happen again. I didn't know that it was going to be successful. I thought it could be a big disaster. Who knows? And, you know, reviews were sort of all over the place after the piece. The audience that night was insane. The ovation was tremendous. So I knew it worked for the majority of that audience. It was afterwards that, you know, reviews came out. And I'd say they were mostly like 85% very, very good, and the rest of them were so brutally awful. But there was no one ambivalent about it. People had very strong feelings about it one way or the other. And I think that was a good sign. But overall, positive. And I think that's what gave it the life that it has. I think it also still feels very relevant. It's, again, a story about people of our time, people of all times. And what's amazing to me is that it was so resonant in countries that don't have the death penalty, like Canada and Europe and Australia and all these different places. And I asked people, why is it so resonant for you? They said, well, it's a great human drama. You don't have to have the death penalty to appreciate this opera. You know, and I actually was asked at one performance in Canada, at the end of it, they said, so this is like 50 years ago, right? This doesn't happen today. I said, no, this happens today. This is very much a story of our time. And I think they're all very surprised that we continue to follow this path, but it has resonance, you know, with human beings. It's not about an issue. It's about the people involved.